Hi, I'm Laura with Kickass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. Today we are talking about networking. Networking is that big, scary word that people use when talking about meeting people face to face. And specifically today, we're talking about networking events. So a networking event is an opportunity where business professionals meet in a setting, generally it's a bar, where it just, the whole purpose of the event is just to meet people in your industry. So why this is so cool, it's because it's a targeted event, something in your specific area of interest, where people gather and you just meet each other. But networking kind of has this scary cloud over it because you're meeting strangers, and that's no fun. Strangers are scary. And so going into a new situation where you don't know anyone can be incredibly scary. But it's really simple. And why networking is so key, it's because you are going to meet directly face to face with people at these companies. Why is that important? Well, if you apply to a job, you apply through an application portal. That is a black hole. So you want to do everything in your power to avoid that black hole. So a networking event is an incredible opportunity to meet many people at once. You get a name tag, you maybe order a drink at the bar, and then you just start meeting people. So one thing to have in mind before you go is to craft an elevator pitch. And we'll talk about that more in detail, but an elevator pitch is your pitch for yourself. So you're crafting it. It's your little 20-second story of who you are and what you're looking for. And so you'll go to a networking event. You'll meet a lot of people. You'll use this elevator pitch in order to share who you are in a really concise way so that they can kind of place you. And so when you go, you want to, you know, be sure to have that in mind of what you want to say. So you fill out the name tag. Oftentimes, you will put on potentially your job title. If you don't have a job, if you're a freelancer, or if you're looking for jobs, you can put what you're looking to do. So for example, if you're a freelance videographer, you can write videographer, or if that's what you're looking to do, you can just kind of name yourself that title. Some people put their companies, but you could put freelance if you're freelance. One really fun thing is when I was looking for opportunities, I hated the name tag. I thought it was so stupid. I didn't have a job. Why did I have to wear a name tag? So I had some fun with it. And essentially what I did is I wrote Laura and I wrote seeking opportunities. And why that was so funny is just people were like, oh, Laura, what kind of opportunities are you seeking? They'd look at my name tag and be confused, but it would start a conversation. So, you know, don't be afraid of the name tag. If you don't have a job yet, like just own it, put whatever you want to be and put it on there. And sometimes you'll put social media handles, just follow what other people are doing. So then your opportunity is to really meet as people and have quality interactions as quickly as possible. So you want to go up to people, you can go up to groups, you can go up to individuals and just like extend your hand and say, hey, I haven't met you yet. I'm Laura. Introduce yourself. Be friendly. Smile. Establish eye contact. And then you want to start the conversation. And so I wouldn't jump into what's your job. I think that's too abrupt. I think people don't really like that. Yes, it's a networking event. Yes, the purpose is to meet people in your industry. But at the same time, you kind of want a smooth transition into that. So I like to say, hey, Brianna, what brought you here today? Or what's your story? And it's more open-ended. They can answer it how they want. And oftentimes they'll answer it with their job description or what they do. But it's less direct than what do you do? And your goal out of this conversation is you want to get them to like you. And so ask them questions about themselves. How did they get into that industry? That's really interesting. I haven't met anyone who does that. Tell me a little bit more about what your day-to-day is like. How long have you been part of this professional organization? All of that kind of stuff to really help facilitate the conversation. Your goal is you want them to like you because then they can be an advocate in your success. So if they like you and they work at a company that you want to work for, then if you find an open opportunity at that company, you can follow up with them, reach out and say, hey, I saw there was an open position here. What do you know anything about that? I'm really interested in applying. do you have anyone to reach out to directly about it? So that's sort of your goal, is to get the contact information so you can follow up at a later time. So, you know, you're having this conversation. You know, you don't want it to be too long, but you want enough to so you feel like you're having a good conversation, and say, well, Brianna, it was such a pleasure to meet you. I hope to stay in touch. Do you have a business card or a way to stay in touch? If they do, great, take it. If they don't, then either take a picture of their name tag, write down their name, friend them on LinkedIn on your phone immediately. But just figure out how to stay in contact, because that's the whole purpose of meeting people, is you want to add to your professional network. Ergo, networking. It's all making sense. So after you've left, then you go in to meet a different group of people, and you sort of do this until you kind of feel tapped out, or that you have met everybody sort of in the room that you want to meet. And it will be at a bar. Don't order more than two drinks. I know it'll be nerve-wracking to be in this situation, but then you're not as focused. The conversations aren't as good. It's nice to have something to hold in your hand. I like to just order a glass of wine and kind of milk it for as long as I can. And that helps me stay alert, helps me save money in my wallet. And that's sort of all you need to for one of these events, because sometimes they can really add up, especially if you're doing it every night. And how to find these events is really interesting. So you can find them in all different kinds of ways. You can find them on Facebook through different Facebook groups. You can find them on Eventbrite or Meetup. These are different sites where you can search areas of interest and see what different Meetup groups there are. And go with what your interest areas are. Go with what you are professionally involved in, as well as hobbies or things. You don't know how you might meet people, and it's really great to go through different avenues to meet people and different meetup groups. So you can find different, it doesn't just have to be your area of expertise. It can be many different ways how you meet people. And I just encourage you to do it all the time. If you are currently job seeking, go every night. That sounds crazy, but it really does work, because you're going to meet a ton of people, and people are the key to get the job. If you have any tips on how to network, share them. If you have any questions, always reach out. As always, visit me at kickassin.life. If you have any questions at all, I'm also kickassin.life on Instagram. And so I really want you to view me as a resource. If you have questions, feel free to ask about the networking process. It is scary. If you need a buddy, you know, always there for you. And so go out there, go kick ass in your career, kick ass in networking, and see you next time.